2 hours down, two to go on Thursday. Corey Curtis with Kayla Anderson sitting in for Darren and Donick. Willie is at the College World Series. Darren is on Debauchery Tour 2019 with Chase McCabe. And so we are sitting in for another hour and 56 minutes here today, and we're back again tomorrow. Tonight, of course, is the NBA Draft. And it is a huge night in Knoxville with not one, not two, but three volunteers, all with the possibility of coming off the board. For that and more on that, we bring in Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Mike, thanks for joining us, and how excited is Knoxville over this draft tonight?
Yeah, I think certainly very excited, just kind of carrying over probably the excitement from last basketball season, and now seeing guys that they really latched onto for the past 3 or 4 years getting their next level chances.
Well, Grant Williams, of course, we start with him, the two-time SEC Player of the Year. We all understand why he came out, probably can't build up his draft status anymore. Do you think he's a lock for the first round? And what are two or three teams you think are the right fit for him?
Yeah, you know, I think when I was looking at Grant's decision, I think it kind of probably did boil down to whether or not he felt like he was going in the late first round or not. So when he confidently was like, I'm gone, I think that to me kind of said he got some teams in the late first round that said, yeah. And that's where he's probably going to see his name called tonight. I thought Utah was a potential fit, but they traded away that pick last night to Memphis. So that's kind of off the radar now. I know Portland's been a common team that he's been linked to. Just is a nice piece there, but I think what's nice for Grant is if he falls into that range of 23 to 30, he's probably going to a good team that has a role for him right away, opposed to him having to maybe play out of his element right away on a not-so-good team.
I think I've seen him linked to San Antonio as well. Have you seen that?
Of course. I mean, San Antonio for either him or Admiral, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
That whole culture fit that goes on there, I think both of them would thrive there.
Now, you brought up Admiral as well. He is the guy who I've seen the greatest disparity in where he's going. I've seen him going as high as like 20, and I've seen him out of the draft completely.
Yeah, I think generally it's kind of been like 25 to 45, I think, where I've seen most of the major mocks have him. But he's just an interesting guy where people kind of know what he's capable of. I think they know he can shoot the ball, know he can score the ball. They're not sure on his ball handling. They think he can play defense. So I think teams know that they've got a 3-and-D guy no matter what. But in that 30-40 range right now seems like where Admiral's going to hear his name called.
What is it with Admiral that if you were a team and you're kind of on, you don't know if you want to do that or not, what is the thing that maybe does worry you about Admiral?
I think it is just the ball handling element. I think the shooting's proven enough. He ranks highly in Tennessee history in terms of three-point shooting and really rounded out his game in that area the past 2 years, but not necessarily the best at creating his own shot, which honestly, I don't know if he's going to be asked to do that a lot at the next level anyway. So I think he's going to fit well for a team that just wants a shooter who can kind of guard three or four positions as well.
And can you see we all know Admiral and his personality and in just what he is like off the court. Can you see a team just really kind of seeing him overall on and off the court and falling in love with a guy like this?
Yeah, I think that bodes for well for both him and Grant. I think they're guys that probably went into those interviews, and you see the clips from the post-media sessions where Admiral's in Portland talking about how much he loved the tap water and the trees. And
never seen so many pine trees in his life.
I know. It must not have gotten outside of Knoxville much. But yeah, I mean, you kind of hear that, and I think teams are probably enamored with that, just saying, okay, well, can slide that on in, be a positive influence on the whole locker room right away.
Now, both of those guys, to me, are role players in the NBA. Is that discounting them too much?
I think early on that's what you expect because I think, I mean, both are such proven good players at the college level, but neither is just this surefire NBA starter day one type. So I think they both fall into that role player category right away.
Now, having said that, and the guy who's expected to go third among them is Jordan Bone, and I think he could develop into a really nice player in the NBA.
I agree. About mid-season this year, I started thinking he's probably the best pro prospect they had last season. And I thought it was really wise for him to come out. I think it's tough because he's still kind of projected in the late second round. but I understand why he left. I think he's kind of shown what he can be. He went to the combine and tested off the charts athletically, which to me was a given. I mean, everyone's watched him, who's seen him, knows how fast he is and how athletic he is. So I think a team's going to see his ability and assume they can round out his shooting and get him to be that consistent point guard that Rick Barnes has hammered into him about being for the past 3 years.
Now, did he come out because he's been told he's going to be drafted somewhere, or he was just ready to go?
I honestly haven't talked to Jordan to know that. My viewpoint of him is he kind of had the season he wanted to have and mm-hmm. probably wasn't sure about what he could improve in his stock next season. And he played a lot of minutes last year, too, and I think that adds up as well. Like, mm-hmm. to some extent, being a point guard like that is like being a running back in football, and you kind of jump out when you can before you take more beating.
Last year was a year where he felt like he could kind of come out of his shell, but, you know, I'm sure that there's parts of his game that he still wants to develop. What's the most underrated part of his game, maybe?
Gosh, I think he's a better shooter than people give him credit for. I thought uh-huh. the thing he excelled at last year was just understanding the pace of the game, especially maybe January, February range, of getting out in transition, getting to the elbow, and making a jumper. Mm-hmm. I do think he's a better shooter than his stats showed. Needs to probably clean up his shot. But, yeah, I mean, that's been the knock on him, it seems like, through this process, his decision-making and his shot. But I think he's got a good enough shot to be a consistent shooter at the next level.
Do you think he's the third-best point guard in this draft?
Oof. That's tough. There's a lot in that second tier. I mean,
yeah.
White from North Carolina is probably that third-best guy right now.
I thought he was
Morant and Garland.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't. I keep forgetting about Morant. So would he be the fourth best? I keep thinking about Garland and White. So would he be the next after Garland and White?
I don't think he's going to be in terms of draft selection, but I think in a few years down the road, if he's a guy that excels probably on a two-way contract to start, that he could play his way into a consistent role in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of mocks with him going 57 to the Pelicans. So somebody's talking there that the Pelicans like him. And for me...
Yeah, the Raptors right there, too, have been a common one I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the Pelicans is a great fit, though, because they've got a guy, but then they've also bringing in Lonzo Ball, and he can be better than Lonzo Ball. I mean, he could shoot the basketball, which automatically moves him ahead of Lonzo Ball, but he doesn't have to be the guy day one. And it could give him a year or two to develop to become the guy. I think New Orleans, with the high-voltage guy like Zion coming in, that's a good fit for him as well.
See, I'm going to pivot. I like the idea of a Toronto-type team for him, where they've got a Kyle Lowry and a veteran who, mm-hmm. who Bone can go in and learn from and study from right away. Like, to me, that's the best fit for him. Is somewhere where he can learn, because the odds are he'll be on a two-way G League / NBA deal next year. But having that veteran point guard to kind of teach him the consistency and the ins and outs of the NBA offense and the spacing, I think that's where he could really take off and become a guy.
And I think Corey and I were discussing this, and you said you thought it was a good idea that he came out, but we also discussed, you know, maybe he could have benefited a little bit from having another year under his belt, but he could still do that, right, under a guy like Lowry or somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's also the reality of making a decision like that where
sure.
you say, okay, maybe I've maxed out my skills at the college level. If I've got to improve my shot, I can get paid while I'm doing that. And
yeah.
I don't know if that was what Jordan decided, but I understand that thinking of maybe there's nothing else I can do to improve myself here, so maybe my best bet is going off to the next level and rounding out my game there.
All right, Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Before we let you go, I want you to take a stab at, you don't have to give me the exact pick, but just give me like a range for these three guys. Where do they go tonight? You know, I'm just saying within three or four picks.
All three will get picked between 1 and 60. No,
that's a good start. Yeah. Let's narrow it down a little closer.
Don't want to give too many hot takes there. But, yeah, I think Grant is a guy that's going to hear his name called in the late first round. I would be surprised if he falls maybe below the 35 range into the second round. I do think Admiral's going to go 35 to 40. And I think Bone, to me, Bone's a guy that one of the teams he's worked out for decides they love him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And will take him maybe a little higher than he's projected to go.
That's the talk.
I
keep hearing
like
the same people say that.
52 range.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that's Jordan Bone.
All right. Well, it'll be an exciting night to have three Tennessee Volunteers all come off the board in the same night. And, of course, we've also got Darius Garland here in town and Dylan Windler here in town. So we're all really looking forward to the NBA draft, which, you know, we don't always get to say. So it's a lot of fun.
Especially for Tennessee. It's been a while since there's kind of been this excitement around the guys that could go.
Yeah.
Who would have known the best thing that could have ever happened was hiring Donnie Tindall so that they could fire him and then get Rick Barnes. All right, Mike Wilson, thank you much. I know you got a busy night ahead. Enjoy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. So a lot of talk there about those Tennessee guys. And you know, he talked about it as well. You know, if you're an NBA team, they're all safe because they're all really good dudes.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
That goes to say, you know, the guys that Rick obviously brings there. So,
by the way, Admiral Schofield is going to the Chicago Bulls in round
two.
Oh,
really?
Chicago Bulls.
I love how Corey just is trying to get these Tennessee Flyers.
Just write it down. He's going to the
Chicago. Okay.
He's going to the Chicago.
So now we're
Bulls.
Garland and now Admiral. Now,
if the Bulls could get Garland and Admiral, the Bulls would have to trade up to get Garland. So I don't think it's going to necessarily happen. But we'll see. But I've seen a lot of mocks with Admiral going to the Bulls in round two. He's from Chicago.
Well, I hope you get one of them, Cora.
He's got range, and he's got really long arms, so he can shoot over the top of people. So I kind of like that as well. What do we got coming up on deck? Well, we're going to talk more about the NBA draft, more about Jordan Bone. And we actually talked to his personal coach yesterday, Jamal Richardson.
Yes.
And so we could talk a little bit about what he had to say about him and Darius Garland as well. When we return on Darren and Donna, Corey Curtis, Kayla Anderson from News 2 sitting in, you're listening to Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game.